With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstrup. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott shocked the political world on Sunday, at least the Republican political world. He pulled his hat out of the 2024 presidential ring, making the announcement on Fox News. Efforts continue to free hostages in Gaza taken by Hamas during its attack on Israel last month. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. is part of the negotiations. Nine Americans believed to be among the 240 taken 6 weeks ago.
Yes, there are ongoing negotiations involving the Israelis, the Qataris, and we, the United States.
Meanwhile, on ABC's This Week, Sunday morning, Sullivan was asked about Israel's insistence it controls security in Gaza when the war ends, and he says the U.S. objectives have been clearly stated.
No reoccupation of Gaza, no reduction in the territory of Gaza, no forcible displacement of Palestinians, and Gaza should never be allowed to be used as a base for terrorist attacks against Israel or anyone else.
Also at SRNnews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson has a plan to avoid a government shutdown this Friday. He unveiled a proposal Saturday that extends government funding for some agencies and programs until January 19th and continues funding for others until February the 2nd. Former President Trump's defense team slated to start questioning witnesses Monday in the civil fraud trial in New York against the Trump Organization. Alina Haba, one of Mr. Trump's lawyers, plans to ask for a mistrial.
This judge has to be the one that decides, is he going to recuse himself? Does he feel that there was a mistrial? It's a bench trial. We have one judge, and it's the same judge that issued the gag order that has to make those determinations.
On Fox News Sunday morning, Futures, Haba says her client did nothing wrong.
They just want to make it as if there was some sort of corruption and some sort of conspiracy. There was none. There was an accounting firm, there were lawyers, and there were sophisticated lenders.
This is SRN News. A man is named to Glamour Magazine's 2023 Woman of the Year.
Gina Rosero is an author and an activist. He's also a man, and Glamour is just the latest entity to embrace his transgender lifestyle. He was the 2020 Miss Universe Nepal contest winner and has been recognized as a leading woman in other periodicals. This isn't going without notice, however. Glamour's social media pages are crammed with actual women protesting the magazine's decision to honor Rosero. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
They say it's never too early to start preparing for Christmas, more especially when you have to muster more than 100 people and a small herd of animals for the Living Nativity presentations. One of the biggest in the country takes place at Yates Thargard Baptist Church in Carthage, North Carolina, where 120 costume performers will present a 35-minute proclamation of the Christmas story this year. This is SRN News. The investigation continues into a deadly barn fire in upstate New York.
Authorities say the blaze that killed more than two dozen racehorses at a track was deliberately set. State police say the horses died early Thursday when the barn at the Tioga Downs Casino Resort Complex was set on fire. A 32-year-old Athens, Pennsylvania man has been charged with arson and burglary. Authorities say one person who entered the barn in an attempt to save horses suffered second-degree burns. Jason Walker reporting.
Five U.S. service members killed when a military helicopter crashed during training over the eastern Mediterranean Sea. The military's European command said all five members were killed when the copter went down during a routine air refueling mission as part of military training. They said the cause is under investigation, but there's no indications hostile activity was involved. More details at SRNnews.com.